This is Voice of His Baby.
Hello everybody. I am Dr. Vijay Kautilya, professor and head of forensic medicine and toxicology and a passionate educationalist at Satya Sai Medical College. I'll be talking to you about use of technology in educational research. Before I begin this podcast, let me narrate an incident which motivated me to think on this topic. It so happened that last year, my daughter participated in a national level Olympiad. After the event, we received a certificate of performance and along with it, a small personalized booklet. It contained an analysis of her performance. It showed what kind of questions she did well, what are the areas she needed to improve, her strengths, her weaknesses, including a complete analysis of her performance. This was an enlightening moment personally, as I realized the value of data-driven decision-making and how technology can aid to deliver a curriculum that really works. Educational research is a means to understand the educational process so that we can design, improve, and implement an evidence-based curriculum that is built on a sound scientific principle. Technology can complement and help to develop a system of teaching and management practices that get valuable information about students into the hands of the classroom teacher. Technology can complement educational research in three ways. Firstly, it can revolutionize data collection process. It can aid in analysis and interpretation of data. It can provide alternative or realistic platforms to develop educational research protocols. Now, let us consider each of these aspects individually. Data collection process. Any research begins with an efficient data collection process. Educational research deals with both qualitative and quantitative data. Online platforms like Google Forms, SurveyMonkey, SoGoSurvey, Typeforms, etc. have revolutionized the data collection process. They can be tailored to collect both qualitative and quantitative data in an easy, cost-effective manner at a global scale. Students' perceptions and performance can be efficiently collected. Audience response systems like Poll Everywhere, Mentimeter, WoolClap, VVox, etc. can help document students' understanding and learning in real time. Audio and video capture devices certainly have revolutionized the process of qualitative data collection, eliminating the tedious process of script writing. These technologies also open up possibilities for collecting realistic data on soft skills like behavior, communication, ethics, and professionalism, which normally are very difficult to observe. A variety of digitalized rating and assessment scales can also be implemented online using these tools. Moving on to data analysis and interpretation. A significant amount of time and effort is spent on data tabulation and analysis process in any research. Softwares like Office Excel, SPSS, Stata, OpenAPI, etc. are indispensable for any research. Educational research peculiarly deals with a large amount of qualitative data which needs extensive processing. a variety of software like Express Scribe, Transcribe by VReally, Dragon Voice Recognition, Voice Base, Transcribe Me, Scribe, AudioTranscription.t, etc. offer notable platforms for efficient voice and video transcriptions. Most of them are accurate and they also allow corrections. Data analysis and coding of qualitative data can be a daunting task. However, with the help of technology and software, this process can be efficiently digitalized. Softwares like Weft QDA, Visual Anthropack, Max QDA, Square Feedback, Free QDA, Atlas T, ELAN, Visao, etc. are a few notable products which can be used for analysis of qualitative data. Weft QDA, for example, is an easy to use, free and open source tool that can be used for data analysis of textual data by creating character level coding, retrieving coded text and generating simple code statistics. Visual Anthropack is a software which is ideal for pile sorting. Survey tools like Google Forms, SurveyMonkey, etc. mentioned before can not only collect data but can also be used for generating analysis reports. Now moving on to providing alternatives or realistic platforms for learning and research. A variety of skills, especially soft skills like communications, ethics, professionalism, have to be observed in real time. Further, to complicate the research process, there might be ethical issues, observer effects and observer biases, etc., confounding with the study design and the results. Technology that lets you observe the students real time in the workplace can efficiently complement educational research. Virtual classrooms, mentor learning webs, Google groups, learning management systems provide a variety of new platforms and avenues to explore in educational research. Virtual reality sites like Second Life provide an opportunity to create a virtual living space to study soft skills, thus eliminating many confounding factors of a real life setting. Technology can help complement educational research by allowing improved student interaction, by providing realistic stimuli and interventions, allowing real-time data collection, diagnosis of students' misconceptions, and expanding the horizon of research beyond the classroom. Technology can help create educational research protocols that are realistic, achievable, cost-effective, and time-saving, leading to a culture of evidence-based, data-driven curriculum that is constantly evolving, keeping in mind the needs of the learner. Thank you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.